This is St. Louis Public Radio. Concrete and debris from the construction of the new National Geospatial Intelligence Agency headquarters began piling up outside the door of a school in North St. Louis last fall. Soon after, students and teachers say they started having health problems. In the first of a two-part investigation, St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports on the concerns from parents and staff of the Gateway School complex.
Where's Black?
Oh, Black?
Yeah.
Michael Carson is working with his son Isaiah on spelling colors at their kitchen table. The kindergartner at Gateway Elementary School is happy and healthy now. But when construction began next to the school, the five-year-old started having trouble breathing.
He scared me to death. You know, if you ever had a child laying in bed with you going, hoo, all night long, scary. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, Lord, what am I going to do?
Isaiah missed more than a week of school with a respiratory infection. His parents blame the dust from work at the former Pruitt-Igoe housing development. Last fall, trees from 4 decades of the property being vacant were ripped out. Put in their place was debris from the NGA demolition across the street. Piles of concrete, brick, and rock grew nearly 30 feet high along the fence separating the school's north entrance from Pruitt-Igoe. Carson often drives Isaiah to the school in Carr Square. He started calling it the Dust Bowl.
And I sat there and watched him about 2-3 hours, and my whole front windshield was dust.
School staff say there was a noticeable increase in health problems affecting dozens of students from November through January as the debris piled up. According to information provided by the district, the school nurse fielded 359 complaints from children about breathing problems from the start of the school year until early April. School staff described attendance as deplorable. And it wasn't only students who suffered. The district did not allow anyone at the school to be interviewed, but St. Louis Public Radio spoke with 6 staff members, whose names we're not using, about experiencing sinus infections, coughs, and shortness of breath. Sally Topping, president of the teachers union in St. Louis, says the complaints coming from the school are concerning.
And when you have something like this happen where staff is sick, children are sick, and more importantly, people are stressed out because they're not sure why they're sick, it affects the entire school atmosphere, and it is not good for the children, not good for education.
A St. Louis Public Schools spokeswoman provided us with a statement saying the district was aware of the concerns and, in response, conducted testing and, quote, found no significant impact to air quality at the schools. That test was for mold, not dust particles. But maintenance workers did change air filters starting in early December. The district also held a meeting last month with parents, staff, and the demolition contractor, Kolb Grading. The company agreed to stop piling debris so close to the school. City economic development officials say environmental rules are being followed, and the piles contain what's considered clean fill from the NGA demolition, meaning it did not test high for lead, asbestos, or other chemicals. John Kramer is a professor and air quality expert at Southeast Missouri State University. He inspects homes, schools, and offices for triggers of asthma and breathing problems. Kramer has not been to Gateway. However, he says high levels of dirt and dust being kicked up can still cause health problems.
Any of those kind of things that where your airway is already irritated or, you know, swelling, there's material in them blocking the airways, particulates can always exacerbate that problem.
Eventually, the debris piles will be ground down for future use in the NGA construction. At that April meeting with parents and staff, Kolb said it will wait to do that work until after school gets out in late May and take more steps to reduce dust. Carson and other parents at the meeting say they're skeptical the steps Kolb Grading will take are enough. And with summer school starting at Gateway in June, they're doubtful all the work will be completed when no one is in the building. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.
Part 2 of Ryan's story will look at who's responsible for monitoring demolition material once it leaves a publicly financed cleanup site.